Apologies for Apologies. Written by Demery. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, My Hero Academia. Rating, teen. Relationship, Aizawa Shota, Yagi Toshinori. Also tagged for eventual romance, eventual smut, classroom teasing, and shy mite. Part 2 of the Bandages and Bravado series. I'm holding on to rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. I'm hearing what you're saying, but I just can't make a sound. Tell me that you need me, then you're going to cut me down. But wait, tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around and say that it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too late. As can be imagined, Aizawa was no closer to jockeying for his friendship after that night, tea or no tea. For the next week, All Might cringed from interactions with the staff, hounded by dread. He was waiting for Aizawa to make good on his promise to have him removed, or simply tell someone what he'd done, which was so much worse. The more and more time he had to think on it, the more the shame grew. He stammered and left early and waited for crowds to pass in hallways, but the call to the principal's office never happened. Instead, All Might found himself grateful to be generally ignored. The handoffs with the students were quick and succinct, and no one suspected a thing. Although a chill ripped down his spine whenever Aizawa looked over at him with those bloodshot eyes, the Golden Hero did manage to show his face day after day. Partially through self-flagellation and obsessive consumption of Four Dummies teaching manuals. The temptation to settle back down to work and stick his head in the sand was downright hypnotic. After a few days, however, it began to really bother him. No, make no mistake, it bothered him that he had humiliated himself and insulted, practically threatened, his co-worker in his own home, and made quick work of some beloved crockery all in one night. But the silence, previously a relief, began to bother him too. He wanted Aizawa to know that he felt awful. The blame was squarely in his court, and the proper thing to do was apologize. Except he'd already apologized, which had started the whole mess. So this time he tried for something a little more indirect. Making sure the coast was clear of students and faculty alike, All Might snuck into the classroom with a nice bottle of American whiskey and slid it into the 1A desk. The keychain he'd fixed around the neck of the bottle clinked loudly, and he turned it over with his sweating hands, debating for the last time just taking it off. It was ridiculous, wasn't it? But it was the least ridiculous one that he could find in his stash, with just an interlocking A and M in his circle insignia. All the other ones had his face or a gaudy hero pose, which would likely finalize Aizawa's decision to have him fired. Taking a moment to consider the fact that he had a collection of his own keychains, All Might grimaced and reviewed his options, which were slim. Simple keychain, yes. Otherwise, how would Aizawa know who it was from? He shut the door and turned, ready to exit the classroom on cat's paws, and promptly stepped on Midoriya, Izuku's bright red sneakers. He choked, jumping back, and the boy did the same, both apologizing at the same time. He slapped a hand to his heart. Close. What were you doing?
I was just... Oh my!
Oh my? Midoriya asked hesitantly, when it was clear the older hero had caught his breath.
I just wanted to ask, since you seem a little jumpy in class lately, are you afraid of Aizawa-sensei?
No, of course not, my boy, he stammered, pounding his chest from the shock. Inwardly, he grimaced. Midoriya's analytical skills were clearly his premier superpower, even with the mantle of All for One. Still, the younger man looked up at him, concerned. Toshinori sighed and rubbed his temple. I may have embarrassed myself with Aizawa-sensei, so I made a little peace offering. He raised a finger strictly. It's always best to show goodwill when working with someone, especially if you feel you've fallen short. Midoriya seemed satisfied with that and nodded firmly. Then he gave a small, shy laugh.
He's always drinking those weird juice packs. Maybe you should stock up on some in case he gets mad at you again.
All Might grimaced. He was so beaten down he couldn't even turn his nose up at the idea of bribing another teacher with juice packs, and made a mental note to go looking around the next time he was at the store. Maybe Aizawa was in the market for a new model of sleeping bag as well? He reluctantly thanked Midoriya for his particular brand of common sense, and made a promise to come out with him, somewhere or other, in the process of unintentionally pledging his attendance to a school talent show. That was a disaster for another time. He left, looking back at the classroom, before closing the door with a deep sigh. Though the 1A homeroom instructor never gave him so much as a glance in the hall, the next time All Might checked the desk, the bottle was gone. Which was good, unless one of the kids found it and took it. Which was not good. He watched the brood closely for the next few days for signs of drunkenness, and came away satisfied that they were all just high on hormones, displaced anger, and sugar. Maybe juice packs. So that went well. That is to say, it went, but it still didn't give Toshinori the closure he needed from the whole affair. He was a sucker for personal closure. Sometimes it was all he could manage, in the scheme of things. So after waiting a week, during which he watched for and received no extraordinary evidence that Aizawa despised him, he finally got up the nerve to ask his co-teacher out for a real drink. It wasn't as simple of a decision as it seemed. Before USJ, he'd gladly accepted the first casual invite by present Mike, but had been dumb enough to stride in as All Might, which caused so much ruckus that they were forced to escape out the back and cross that bar off their list. Apparently, between Eraserhead, Present Mike, and Midnight, it was already quite a list. So it was a relatively minor faux pas in a university town with a lot of options. But All Might still shivered, remembering the murderous look on Aizawa's gaunt face as they hauled down the street. Thus, another reason why inviting him out, even on his own dime, and with Yamamata as a buffer, took so long. That, and the idea of going out, like this. He was used to the store by now. Nobody cared. Nobody knew. He was used to haunting the back hallways of the school, the staff room. They knew, but no one really stared at him there anymore, mostly because they were all either working or sleeping. But out? It went to plan, and they settled at a small affair near Main Street, with warm lighting and close quarters. Humble, like he was trying to be. Toshinori made sure he was extra polite, but not boisterous, and poured everyone drinks and toasted where appropriate. Yamada ate it up. Aizawa, on the other hand, inspected all of his efforts and gave a disinterested sniff, arm hooked disdainfully over the back of his bar chair. Long, lean body slung low. Toshinori tried not to watch his face for any sign of anything. It turned out to be a pleasant evening, despite his anxiety. Unfortunately, Present Mike had his radio show the next morning and had to leave earlier than usual, saluting them as he staggered out the door. He refused to let All Might hail him a taxi, which was mostly an excuse not to be alone with their fellow instructor, who was still silently sipping his beer at the counter. Yamada was perfectly capable of raising his arm for a cab,
something he had proven 1,000 times over when he started a UA drinking chant in the new bar 5, 6, 7 times. People recognized him, but in an indirect, appreciative way, and cheered. All Might wondered at that kind of half-fame. It had a good vibe, Yamada said at the time, slurring over his dark beer. He was glad they switched. The other place was lame-o. And just like he'd done earlier, All Might looked into his drink as the door shut behind present Mike, thoroughly avoiding Aizawa's eyes. You're doing it wrong. All Might glanced up. Aizawa wasn't even looking in his direction. Bars are for relaxing after work. You look like you're about to have a heart attack. All Might exhaled so hard he coughed, expression sheepish. Good old Aizawa-sensei. I thought I was doing all right, considering our first outing, he admitted. Then bit his lip. Great, bringing that up again. Unreadable, Aizawa said nothing, taking another sip of his drink. All Might was already a tiny bit buzzed from the sake he'd managed to choke down, against doctor's orders. Poor choice. It washed right through him, kicking up his anxiety to the next level instead of helping. He should have opted for water. He waited on tenterhooks for Aizawa to give him some kind of opening to say the thing, and finally boiled over like a tea kettle in the silence. All of this is very new to me, my friend, and I just wanted to apologize again. Why? All Might was taken aback. There were quite a few things to apologize for, most of which had happened at the apartment. But there wasn't a bar in the world loud enough to make those words easy to say. For making your job difficult these past few months, Aizawa said at length, rubbing the back of his neck. It must be frustrating, teaching both myself and the children. Again, nothing. Then, something. You'd be better at it if you just relaxed and listened. How do you... Your insistence on this plus-ultra lifestyle is complicating your message. You get the students riled up about nothing, and then I'm left with the mess. Another sip. You need to rest. I'm afraid I'm a little rusty at that, too, he said mildly, spinning his sake cup with his finger. Rest, I mean. I could help. All Might poked the cup too hard, and it went shooting off over the edge of the bar. Crash! He looked nervously at the oblivious bartender, then over at his fellow instructor, who finished his drink with an audible gulp and threw some money on the counter before All Might could even protest. Then the other man's dark, lidded eyes pinned him to his bar seat. I know how it can get. I was pro for a while, too, he said, not a bit chiding, even honest, with a particular ease as he tucked his dark tangle of hair over his shoulder. Sometimes it takes a little something extra to take your mind and switch it off after all that. Aizawa grabbed his bag from the bar seat and stood. As he moved to leave and squeeze between the seats, their bodies brushed in the close quarters and a jolt went through All Might's body. He thought, hoped. Aizawa's hand touched his shoulder. So if you need the help, call me. That left a certain kind of paralysis that lasted until the older hero managed to get home and into bed. His mind stuck, looped. What on earth was he talking about? Was it drugs? Was it midnight illegal crime fighting? Was it yoga? The offer left him with a now inescapable question. How did the hero known as Eraserhead relax? And why did he still look so tired all the time? The next few days, he reasoned the encounter away. Surely he must have been a little drunk, right? His fellow instructor was just toying with him. Pretty justly, after all that trouble. And he managed to think that, until the semester escalated, and his work became more and more difficult. All Might's head would not clear. He read articles and tips on teaching. Every internet quick list out there, even going so far as to scribble notes down the length of his bony arm. which would then warp into illegible word salad when he transformed for lecture. But he couldn't get it together. He kept dropping the ball, and he wasn't sleeping well. His appetite, already superhumanly low, dropped into nothing. And unless he was entirely addled, he would swear that his new frenemy Aizawa was messing with him. His co-teacher began a delightful new habit of asking him questions just as he nodded off in the staff meetings, which led to him blustering and embarrassing himself in front of the faculty as Aizawa watched with an unreadable, vaguely bored expression. He made All Might redo paperwork 3 and 4 times, though it probably had much more to do with the quality of his work than anything personal. Then he suggested he take the children out more, to frivolous things, where he found himself straining to keep his mighty form to hold the door as the students noisily piled into the elevator of the nearest pro-hero agency for yet another tour, sweating bullets and cursing his co-teacher's guts. And then, of all injustices, Aizawa smiled at him on their way out of a staff meeting, bumping shoulders. It shook him, almost had him grabbing for the nearest piece of furniture. A particular heat threw his gut. He lost his stride, and the rest of the faculty clamored past him, unaware of the strange psychological warfare brewing between two of its members. All Might found himself plucking at his tie for the next hour, unaccountably flustered. Aizawa Shota had been running him through the ringer, as befits a UA teacher. But who was this man, and what in the world did he want? What was his game plan? In the end, it didn't really matter. Whether it was planned or accidental, All Might reached the end of his reins, so to speak, on a Friday afternoon, which found him hovering outside the classroom as homeroom ended. He was in his hero form. Why the hell was he in his hero form? But it comforted him, made him feel large and capable, especially when asking. He rubbed the bridge of his nose, face hot. Especially when he didn't know what the hell he was asking for. But Aizawa seemed to know what would help his insomnia and difficulty focusing. He was of the hero ilk and seemed confident, and the other staff respected and feared him. Maybe he had a secret tea recipe that would help him sleep? Yes, he comforted himself in a last burst of desperation. That sounded very rational, considering the whole situation and the magic of tea. True to form, Midoriya skittered out of the classroom last, on the heels of Uraraka and Ida. Seeing his mentor, he looked confused and then concerned, drawing a dotted line between All Might and their homeroom teacher inside. All Might forced himself to give a jaunty thumbs up, and the sweet boy nodded after a moment, returning the gesture with a look of encouragement. He ran after his friends, sparing only one more look over his shoulder. He knew something was amiss, or at least tense. It almost felt like it, if he had his way. The young man would be waiting behind the door should his legendary mentor call for backup. Would it be bad if that sounded okay right now? All Might poked his head inside 1A. His personal specter had his back to the door and was leaning down over a desk. All Might puffed up his biceps just a little more, like a personal hug. You can do this. Yes! He refrained from patting his own back and crossed the distance between them with long, heroic strides. Aizawa-kun, your lesson must have been captivating this afternoon. The children were so energetic in the hallway. He felt like he was diffusing minds to clear a path to him. Anyway, I'm glad I managed to catch you. When he was just a foot away, the other man turned and handed him a creased, much-abused pamphlet without a word of explanation. All Might fell open. After a moment, he took and delicately unfolded it. It was a piece of promotional material for a sauna nearby. Little cartoons of people dipped themselves gingerly into the hot water with relieved expressions. Little mochi and stars decorated the border, promises of food, relaxation. All Might felt his face grow red and unconsciously crumpled the pamphlet in his big hands. Oh, that's very kind, Aizawa-kun, but, you didn't need to do that. I didn't do anything. he said bluntly. I found it under a desk. All Might felt his face flush more, losing his foothold. The classroom was actually empty, right? He cleared his throat, straightened his back. Ah, well, convenient. Funny that you would find that underneath a desk. What are these kids up to these days? That they need spa treatments. He felt himself going off the rails, but couldn't stop. Wow, school must be harder than it was back in my day. Then again, everything is harder on the other side of the desk. Ha ha ha. Nothing but late nights and paperwork. And all the expectations of those young souls really stresses the mind. Speaking of which, I was going to ask. You and Midoriya have the same habit of muttering nonsense. Amazing. Amazing? He stuttered hoarsely, tasting a little blood in his mouth. Shit. Amazingly irritating. Aizawa muttered, turning away and walking back to his desk. Ugh, you don't say. Shit, shit, shit. All Might followed at a safe distance, weaving his huge form around the desks. Well, maybe we're both stressed. There's been so much going on lately, nobody has time to relax. Which is why I was wondering. Asana would not be an appropriate field trip. I never thought about that. What kind of an irresponsible lunatic did Aizawa think he was? The thought of Mineta alone. All Might cleared his throat, determinedly changing poses. The kids let loose like that sounds like a disaster. No, no, no. I was going to ask on a more personal level. I don't go to saunas. Aizawa sighed, clearly bored. That is not what I was going to ask. He didn't mean to raise his voice, but there he was, yelling at a fellow faculty member with a student's spa pamphlet crunched in his fist. Aizawa slowly turned around and looked at him silently, brows hovering just a hair above the usual deadpan stare. All Might's heart practically stopped. If he could die now, it would be a blessing. Then ask, Aizawa said, words like ice picks. To have the man's full attention, in the isolation of the classroom, his classroom, was hellacious. All Might grasped at the pamphlet, grasped at the lines he had rehearsed. I was going to, ask. I'm just getting used to grading papers instead of fighting villains and, He breathed out in a jumbled rush. The other man was losing interest, by the way his eyes wandered. He couldn't afford to lose Aizawa's interest. He forced it out. I was going to ask, at the end of the day, how do you rest? Aizawa looked up from his dark curls. The world seemed to still for the huge hero, breathless. A moment of thought, and Aizawa smiled. Actually smiled for the second time. All Might's heart popped. He swore there was little pink confetti inside, and he spent the rest of the day trying to figure out a way to force it back in, or how it had gotten there in the first place. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!